DJ King Flow.
Easy. Calm down, Broly. You'll destroy the planet. Enough, Broly.
Mix it.
I said stop.
I slap the dirt and make a seismic wave in the form of this beat. Resonate for blocks, rock the core of the streets. My mystique is foreign, unique, more than elite. The flow awkward, man. Deep out of story gets deep. When I was young, a lightning storm brewed, rain poured through. I gazed off the pain for a view. That's when a thunderbolt struck me. God's fingernail touched me. Angels floating amongst me. Lucky I must. I inherited superhuman abilities. Strength is on affinity. Endless potential kinetic energy. Witness the power of pure divinity. Bones like Wolverine, but Professor X mentally. I explore in anything in the proximity. Bring it to a station level type extremity. Don't get me mad, I'll collapse the spot. My slap box will crack the block. Astronauts will feel the aftershock. Yeah, superpowers. Run around the whole universe in a single hour. Jumping over mountains, easily hop a tower. Whenever we spit, it rains meteor showers. Superpowers. Superpowers. Seeing with your eyes, make believers out of doubters. So special, extraterrestrials couldn't be prouder. We just can't do it, the show just get devoured.
This is a Flow King campaign production.
Yeah. You know.
DJ King Flow.
This the heart of New York. Straight. They watching how the God body correlate. New York City, I'm him. Hag of fucking great. Brown's villain. Listen, I'm living in my own state. It's up. We don't care if rappers got a known face. Cause a lot of dudes be snitching on their own case. You gave your word, but now I see you quick to break it. You took the love for granted, fam. You got us mistaken. I'm Puerto Rican, but listen, got homies that's Jamaican. Like Big Ox, rest assured, we patiently waiting. Big body brussing, we just ring chasing. It's the Knicks, it's six, dog, we finna scrape them. I'm Charles Hart with the elbow to your faces. This is New York, dog, bring on the paces. Rappers used to ball hard like Cam and Mason. My feet are pumping, dog, y'all respect.
DJ King Flow.
On the sidewalks, the churches tell them pray for my life. In the hood, some niggas died and try to wait for the light. I have faith, but it's light, cause I ain't paid for the fight. It's a process, niggas smoke weed, think elevate for the night. They try and play us, but we seen them graduate for the flight. They think they living though, with cameras, elevators, and dice. Cause ain't no favors in life. You think they save you, they might. Niggas that die, reincarnate, still lay with the mice.
Can't get fame to lame niggas, that's the clutch for this game. Gotta see storms before the sun, I fell in love with the rain. My brother died but found peace, but I was stuck with the pain. I got a pile of PTSD, he would numb it with cane. I was poor and wore my heart on my sleeves with bare shoulders. And starting businesses and assigning the shareholders, yeah. The best advice from my lawyer gave me a precious jewel. Make sure your investments is recession-proof. Cherish the good times, but the bad make us who we are. All the flaws make you perfect, cause it's truth and scars. I made a difference from my family, my influence far. Turning poor hood niggas into movie stars. Yeah, I was agitated and stressed. A hustler that was captivated by checks. Yeah, less talking and more reaction. Cause your leadership is determined by your reaction.
On the sidewalks, the churches tell them pray for my life. In the hood, some niggas died and try to wait for the light. I have faith, but it's light, cause I ain't paid for the fight. Fight the process, niggas smoke weed, make
DJ King Flow.
Yo, what's tight, Notch, I am. Post my Flying Fridays. Yeah.
flying the flies, I'm liars ahead. No buzz when I say I like me a red. Country as hell with some booty behind them, no toys when I go to put her to bed. But here's the story, I play it cool when I pop out like Horry. Team on my shoulders, there's no need to worry. One flick of the wrist, I'm destroying your dream. That I'm off of my glory, I'm going for mines. It's time, tired of these suckers that get on these beasts and don't treat them like dimes. This lawyer would do anything just to see you come up and be fine. Hating on young, please get in line. Y'all be transforming, I thought Miss Prime. I make a trunk out the heart of a line, and I keep it solid without even trying. No doubt in my mind that I am the GOAT. She showed me her titties, I don't need no float, no beads to throw. She can say no if I times, I promise I won't even show. Keep that shit talk on the low. You on my island, you wildin'. I'm something like top three. Cause the scene when you diss it, don't never talk about the best. Stop at you crab trees, don't fail five, it's the fail three. Me Rock and my partner KJ. Disrespect, this will be the last day. Cook you fast, use a little old bait. I ain't trippin', dawg, that's my old bait. Got a new girl, call her Monet. She keep me blushing with those green eyes. Got me hypnotized, love her always. I'm turned, RIP the ghost. She kept it tight, nice, shoot us up a toast. And my crooked, I'm from the third coast. Come down to the silk where we do the most. Feel like that. Miss A-Addicts.
DJ King Flow.
Rippin' that North Carolina, you know what I mean? Let's go. Yo, hey yo, it's Hello Nerd. Men paint nails and tight shirts. Woo. They'll even twerk and put on a mini skirt just to show allegiance to the god of the earth. It hurts to see them sell their soul cause they ass don't wanna work. Nope. You on demon time, you about to get jerked. Uh-huh. The Lord of the Flies specialize in lies. He ain't trying to hide. Nope. It's crazy cause you fell for the bait. On your deathbed begging for forgiveness, but it's too late. Hellfire smoking you like an eight of that good shit. Hit Michael Cesar Leo up my brotherhood rich. Me, I'm stuck in the pulpit trying to erase a lot of what the 90s taught it was bullshit. Had us wanting to be criminals on a path to hell, selling out our people just for record sales. Once you realize hip hop is weaponized, holding secret meetings, determining our lives. This is chess, not checkers. The truth, they don't respect us. We measure up your respect by the size of your necklace. And that's a damn shame. They said it's all about the Benjamins. We took it and ran with it like they're on our chain.
It's hell on earth, yeah.
Repent before you leave earth, yeah. They trying to control our minds. That's why I keep the truth in my rhymes.
On my way to the C train, I peep game past barbershops and other spots with unique names.
DJ
my heat
King
flame,
Flo.
They hovering my supreme aim. They never expected it coming from a petite game. Screen names, people frontin', it's a cheap game. I ain't pressed and trying and bluffing to achieve fame. Headed down the stairs, Kufiye over my sweet face. Beats laced in my AirPods, I'ma be late. Police state, standing there, a complete waste. Dreams chase, it's demanding here. Don't sleep late, we eat fake. While it's expanding here in extreme haste. Sweet pace, peeling, we standing here. No clean slate, green paint. The dynamic here is mean hate. Waiting for the sound of the panic and fear. No peace makes the beef steaks high. No hands in here, no keepsakes. Please take care, it's a ride. Be safe.
Help me ride.
On my way to the city, moving along. One ear free, this brother getting near me. Looking at me, I held a stare and had him weary. Everybody in their phones in a zone. On their way to work, back home or to a show. Maybe dinner in the club or a pub. It's a go. Rainy winter's got me feeling no love. It's too cold. Passing J Street, staying where I am. I ain't waiting for the A, it ain't quicker. That's a scam. If I could help it, one train, not two or three. Still, you could catch me hopping cars. That ain't new to me. Just the way that we travel here in New York. Gotta get that Uber money, the battle here is a sport. Don't get on empty cars, we all know what that means. The stench of predators in motion,
Let's go, Doc. Let's go.
Yo, I got that bud for sale, bro. Gotta get you. When I'm in a road rage, my
DJ
little finger. Look at here, a guy built, my faithful little. Crush wax in a blunt, bro. Gotta get you. I'm a general, man. I don't share the blunt. Coke addicts hit a trap, turn it up in bulk. Sour diesel, I don't do the runs. You steal my lighter, then I'm on you like da-dun, da-dun, dun. You need a couple of pounds, then homie, call me. High grade and big brand when the dogs eat. Me and my boys move like wolves of Wall Street. I get a little crazy on my Nas Barkley. I got the plug for the fire, girl. Come get a little. I just smoked the grenade exhibit. Yeah, I'm feeling. For them haters talking about me, my middle finger. Connoisseurs of the cannabis, nobody getting.
High as a motherfucker, high as a bitch. High as a motherfucker, high as
as a bitch. High as a motherfucker, high as a bitch. High as a motherfucker, high as a bitch.
Whoa!
Cut down the 4,000 lighter with seed, junkie genetics, bitch. Anything fire. Token, I'm Tone Loken, smoking monkey go Medina. Damn. Alien labs, hit the dab, take me to your leader. Whether AB or CBX, it don't matter. I'm a kingpin, pull my stizzy and shit scatter. Boom. Call the Dr. Green Thumbs, we gon' need a bigger place. Get them homegrown zones out of nigga face. OG Nation, I'm connected like Bluetooth. You smoking on booth, this is not what you used to. You fuck with bald head bitches, it's bigger than Bruce Bruce. You think your man and material niggas can't shoot through. You niggas is not Snoop, just another man in a blue suit. Get dumped out dead in a phone booth. These concentrates will rattle a tooth loose. Let's get to the greenhouse and break down 15 pounds and get.
I got the plug for the fire, girl, come get a little. I just smoked the grenade exhibit, yeah, I'm feeling. For them haters talking about me, my middle finger.
DJ King Flow.
Yeah! King T. Yes.
Mix Fish.
Yeah. 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 Compton, Compton. So, yeah. Let's get it. King T.
Put me in. On the surf, I'ma fly my city flag, turn the dirt into the turf. Bitches get in line for this work. Everybody wanna shine, watch your back and stay alert. I'm serious as murder in the first. Fuck a nigga and his feelings wearing Halter Thompson skirt. I ain't playing with you niggas, Tila coming off the porch. I got just one to make a million, so my watch is looking clean and my driveway looking chunky. You would think I'm making porn, all these bitches trying to fuck me. My coupe is from DeVille, my bourbon's from Kentucky. I will have you ducking bullets if I miss you, must be lucky. You're friendly as a basket full of puppies. I'm a killer with a crown, don't you ever interrupt me. More than likely what I'm saying can save your life. Listen close, cause I won't tell it twice.
Where the gangsters at?
You have been notified. You better check in before you penalize. We don't separate or scrutinize. Everybody can get it. You want it, come and fuck with. What my niggas say? Any given day, get them out the way. Smoke them under lay. You have been notified. You have been notified.
DJ King.
As long as I'm here to still drop, the wheels won't stop. I gotta keep it moving, my back is to the clock. I held you down, nigga. I deliver, you owe me now, nigga. Number one with a glass, as long as they let me in the rock. I'ma represent the block, I'm back in my position, whether they like it or not. I held you down, nigga. I deliver, you owe me now, nigga. Number one with a Glock. The second I heard my voice through the monitors, I was fascinated. Way too many checks in my character to assassinate it. My life's a movie, you probably think it's exaggerated. Who would've thought at 13 my work could be platinum plated? Rappers dropping before they get to drop their albums. Record labels don't care long as they make a profit out of them. Give them a couple years, they drop a column, hit the top quick. Middle of all that hot shit, now you forgot about them. Put respect on the name whenever you mention us. Funny to look around, I've been checking these niggas' temperatures. Loyalty stressed, therefore I put forward the emphasis. Internationally, me hoods pouring the entrance. It's the Don again, bringing them commas in. My haters vomiting, you dropping when he been in the same buildings that I've been in. My actual life comes with a block button. Watch how you commenting. Underground, I'ma dominate. Watch when I bring them down. As long as I'm here to still drop, the wheels won't stop. I gotta keep it moving, my back is to the clock. Hold you down, nigga. I deliver, you owe me now, nigga. Number one with a Glock, as long as they let me in the rock. I'ma represent the block, I'm back in my position, whether they like it or not. I held you down, nigga. I deliver, you owe me now, nigga. Number one with a Glock, yeah. Don't invite me to no one's club, I'm alone. In fact, I don't talk to these niggas in real life, let alone on the app. Classic like the Kingo hat, herringbone in the jack. My shit always going over your head, need a drone with the raps. World of systematic traps and the code is for stats. The way I've been fucking up these beats, niggas owe me a batch. Push the politics to the back, can't control me with that. You talking all that honest shit, homie, you big homie, you rat. He jacking my lines all the time if we being honest. Status remains top five and that's being modest. I dream of dollars, bohemian dollars with pink coladas. You see the drought, it's like everything is with cream without us. The class we grew in, never seen a college. Babies caught between the violence and our mamas pray that the demons out us. Don't hear shit out, keep all disagreements between your pockets. honest. Misguided youth hold many rockets. As long as I'm here to still drop, the wheels won't stop. I gotta keep it moving. My back is to the clock. I held you down, nigga. I delivered. You owe me now, nigga. Number one with a Glock. As long as they let me in the rock, I'ma represent the block. I'm back in my position, whether they like it or not. I held you down, nigga.
Messiah,
DJ King
Clouds.
Damn, this beat is hard.
Talk of the town, they wanna crown me. Small vinyl shops is where they found me. That raw boom back is what the sound be. I don't play around, creep talk is cheap. All them podcasters kill a mystique. I'm seldom seen, kings get beheaded and tossed in a heap, but I'm an emperor of thoughts, Lord Chancellor on beats. I dance on tracks with cleats and rip turf, forever laying bars till I'm lower than the dirt. You gon' get this work. I'ma make my presence hurt for them clowns and jerks. Walk by, slap smirk, snatch mics. You wasn't holding it right. You'll never forget my name by the end of the night. Shabam Sadiq, Arabian Desert Storm. Get money and power to fam, the type of shit that I'm on. Personal growth and development, keeping a strict regimen. You bums, I feed you like pigeons and pelicans. For some, the loyalty ends where the greed begins. They thirsty for clout and they suckers for trends. The end.
The end.
DJ King Flow.
Hawk a subpoena me, what does it mean to me? I be OT on a low blown greenery. Tell them boys, catch me if you can, like the gingerbread man. I'm boss, baby, you know I'm a syndicate man. Intricate plans for flipping on grams, to sitting on land, pushing on hoopies, to whipping on lambs. But now it's whack, cause too many rat niggas sitting on the stand. He did it, we did it, flipping on a man. And I don't know that part of the motherfucking plan. Snitching is a sin, right? When will it end, right? C1, put the M1 to his windpipe.
And I been nice, every line, never said a whack verse. Steady crime, put in work, now I get you clapped first. Rats get the Mac work, catch him coming out the rest. Sit something in his chest, that'll make his back jerk. And if it's crack on your turf, I sent it. Fuck y'all, and everything I ever said, I meant it. I touch y'all, right from the booth. Snipe life, spit the truth. Old school, deuce, deuce in the booth. Y'all the niggas carry weapons, we the niggas that shoot. And I always count my blessings before I hop in the coupe, cause it's always on my mind to grind for more bread. I'm busting the horse head, just leaving them all dead.
Yeah, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, coming for you quick, steady rocking this. The status quo's ready, fucking politics, the prolix shit, take them to school, give out the scholarship. Yeah, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, coming at you raw, steady rocking this. The status quo's ready, fucking politics, super drunk, drumming, drumming, sleep,
watch me creep the Jeep up. I'm the Jeeper Keeper on the streets like I was Caesar.
DJ
you
King
a little
Flo.
Caesar, walk around like piece of pizza. You a little reefer, I'm a pound of louse, so keep up. I was in the Ibiza on the lean like I was pizza. Chick that I was seeing had a European C-cup. Do we have a problem, motherfucker, you can speak up. Running laps around these rappers, they can't even see us. From the Iraqis, not the shabby with the re-up. And the Afghani hash that we done had to fuck the streets up. I'm the leader of the newest, we the truest, I can see you do it. Teach you how we occupy the strip like we was Jewish. Nigga came afraid up from the sewers, turtle shells was cooler. Cause these shells are loaded in the tool and hit you in medulla. Nigga, we just came up from the underground like we was Tulip. You will never see nobody school us, can't nobody fool us. It's a school of hard knocks, came with excellent prerequisites. And next to it, the spinning 20-inch rims on my Pegasus. You step to this and it'll be your exodus at Festivus. And only on my old heads know about the reference. Bitch, I call my son Nas cause I fucking represent. And I watch every sunrise with all my eyes on every cent. All my guys are getting sent to your crib with a death wish. Put a horse's head up on your back cause you a dead fish. You don't wanna see me on the record getting reckless. Rolling through your block like I'm a tank of fucking septic. Though I'm dropping deuces every time I drop the best shit. Oh shit, this nigga like a tortoise on the toilet. Niggas know they can't afford it, but they always come with shortage. Oh, still I get them sorted. Though my mind is so distorted that I make them dance for it. Sam Sosa transported. Oh, let's get this jam started. Turn your man's damn dance, 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 dance.
DJ King Flo.
I wish somebody would have told me this shit when I was younger. I'm dropping a jewel on you, motherfucker, so take some notes. It's looking bleak. Magneto helmet strapped when I finish this rap. Hollywood is fucking warped, leaving young minds trapped. I am feeding the youth none of this superficial crap. Fuck your Rolex, you ain't a role model. Endorsing sourced liquors with your face on a bottle. Feds coming for these homo thugs, full throttle. While I'm laughing from the grip, it's looking bleak as the motto. You wouldn't have survived. crashes, turn your whole head green.
The lyrics get hard, quick, cement, take the ground.
Bring it on, young one, so you can get done.
Separated in our homes, force fed fake news of the privately owned. I'm fucking straight out the woods, location unknown. Ahead of the curve, I can feel it in my bones. Locking up the aura from a vast array of clones. Cover blown in your home as they listen to your thoughts through your phone. Just a set, pre-planned advertising filled with garbage tantalizing. I've been on the verge, despising, compromising people minds, strongly mesmerizing. So I rip a fat blunt, showing up late, standing at the podium, my alter mental state. Grip the Neumann mic like a batter at the plate. Let's educate the youth. In a sad, please state, it's looking fucking bleak. All this shit is fake. It's looking fucking bleak in the grip of harm's wake.
Lyrics get hard, quick, see back to the ground.
Bring it up on young one so you can get done.
It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without some hood shit to step to.
DJ
when you
King
act
Flo.
Nice, that's when they disrespect you. Come sit down with your uncle, let me spit at you, nephew.
Let
me holler at you, my nigga. Gang members lifting weights in the front yard. Life's a game of spades, better keep a trump card. You ain't used to Hell's Kitchen, get the hell out. Me and Dre at the SoFi, the only way I sell out, nigga. I know I say a lot of shit, be patient. A lot of knee-jerk reactions, false information. Fuck that, I'm at the house on the PlayStation, dancing with these dead presidents, the real inauguration. Too many niggas playing with my reputation. To step on our turf, you need an invitation. No conversation, that's just how we live. First watch was a Flavor Flav Pac. You know what time it is. Time's up. 21 gun salute to my lieutenants. This that West Coast flow that I invented. Some advice to my young niggas trying to get it. Don't never let rap break.
DJ King Flow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about time.
Can't wait.
Showing up. This paper was made. Nice, ice, cold, play as sharp as a blade. Spades on the table, shuffle the deck. Get your heart around your collar, chiro, practice your neck. Now add another zero to the end of this check. Got a carload of bitches and they banging the set. With all due respect, what the fuck you expect when you're hanging with the motherfucking king of the West? Yes, my hustle, the rustle, is bona fide. We add, subtract, then multiply. Cross your T's and dot your I's. And now your portfolio's been diversified. On the ledge, I'm the first to fly. I took flight. Remember when you're crossing them streets to look right and left? Fucking with the West West. Don't wanna get your nest wet. That'll be your best bet. Get your mind straight.
Can't wait.
Yo.
Can't wait.
Huh. DJ King Flow.
Point and mixtape at it.
Everywhere we go, we like to hustle. So race, so race, so race, so. Everywhere we go, we like to hustle. So race, so race, so race, so.
First up, let's state the facts. You ain't Latino and I ain't black.
Yep.
Click ain't white and y'all ain't back yet. Ain't got a black card, all we got is black debt. They made it all up, call us fix and crackhead. Stuck in the hood and a rasa with bad cred. Truth is out, you were not being candid. Taught us all what supply and demand is. Got us all speaking English and Spanish. Talk about they brought us all over here in some damn ships. Change the focus, change the map and the land flips. Hustle been what the hustle was back then.
We go, we like to hustle, race, hustle, race, hustle, race, hustle.
Yo, ain't nothing but
trouble guard. When I kick in the door with D-Block, brave hearts and the double law, don't make me let the machine off. This is methadone music that you can lean off. Made you look, the remix with me up on it. I copped your shit, now I break weed up on it. And everything is real, I see. Like my niggas that been home, but they only got a jail ID. I help the game, it ain't help me. I'm top five, dead or alive, and that's just off one LP. And I still buzz, they feel cause they know the flow's ill, just like Will was. I'm just trying to make sure that my son's wealthy. Out of shape, but I make sure that my gun's healthy. I'm an ape, you can't stand Kiss. Coming through the hood in the Aston Vanquish, the color of dandruff. They said we jumped them, I just let the gun snuff them. Copy the turbo soon as they uncuff them. This goes out to all of your mans. Why put you in a verse when I could put you in a car in a van?
They shooting. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They shooting. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at?
I'm from the school of hard knocks, sneak peeks, and low blows. Where X's mark spots and kitchens mark O's. Where love's gon' get ya and haters gon' snitch ya. And finger squeeze triggers like boa constrictors. It's the Mr. Luda, Jada, and Nas. And our bullets give you a deep tissue massage. So hear the song and dance while I make these ends. You never stood half a chance like Siamese twins. They shootin'. Look in the barrel. Then he made the front page of the Miami Herald. A Shy Tribune. Nozzles with solid doom. We in that A-Town Journal as violent goons. You should print my information. Quote my rhyme and keep me in between these New York and L.A. times. I'm just a victim of society. It's Chris the Menace with more shit out on the streets than evicted tenants. Go!
They shooting. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money. Playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters. With them gangsters.
DJ King Flow, mixtape addict.
Yeah, man. Now you know we here, man. From France to the US, you know we connected with that, man. I'm with the homie, you know, Vincent M. Ward. You know, it's different because this time, you know, it's not a rapper or a DJ in the show, but a professional actor. So how you doing, my guy? How's your day going so far?
Man, it just started, man. It's about, you know, of course, 8:30 here. I know it's late there. Or is it late or?
Oh, it's 5:30 right there.
Oh, 5:30 p.m.?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So now my day is just getting started, man. I appreciate you having me on your podcast, on your show.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I had to have you in there, man. You showed me love a few years back, you know, when I sent you some mixtape edit gear, I remember. So it's only right to have you in there, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, it's a mixtape edit show. We're going to talk about cinema, of course, but I have to ask you the tradition in mixtape edit. So here we go. Who is your all-time favorite DJ, bro?
Oh, man. I like dudes that can cut and scratch, man. I like Jazzy Jeff. I like the people that can rock the crowd. So, you know, I like, yeah, Capri. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm from the old school, man. So, yeah, any I like any DJs that can really, you know, you know, well, I don't want to hear the choo-choo-choo all night, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear the Jamaican sirens all night. I don't want to hear people talking during the song all night. Get out of there. I'm like, dude, play the song. I don't want to hear burr, 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 all freaking night.
Yep. You can't do that when you start your set or, you know, but in the middle of the night. That's a no-no.
and plus, man, I remember back in the day going out, man. You know, DJs, they rock the house all night. But, they at least throw at least two or three slow songs in there back in the day, you know, to get your grind on, to try to get your holler on. They don't do that no more, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I miss that.
That was before your time.
Yep. I miss that, too. You know, like, they played some good R&B slow jams, too. That mm-hmm. was dope, man. That was dope. I wish, you know, R&B was going to make a comeback, because out there in Europe, R&B, man, it's not a lot of guys that are actually doing this. Even ladies, they're not doing, you know, like R&B the way they're supposed to do it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, with Moments of Love and, you know, and Jagged Edge and Jodeci and all those people, you know.
Yep. So. Everybody trying to be hard now, that's why.
Nah, I'm cool on that. I'm too old for that, bro.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I have another DJ question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about it already, but to you, what makes a great DJ?
Somebody that can keep a party a party, you know, playing all types of variety of music. It just doesn't have to be rap. It could be some R&B, it could be some punk, it could be some rock, you know, just a variety of music to keep that party moving, keep people on that dance floor. I used to be a dancer in a rap group, man.
Oh.
And I'm 6'4", my dance partner was 6'5", and we would win every dance contest in the Midwest. So I know for a fact, anytime a DJ saw Night and Day on the dance floor, he knew he was doing something. Because that was my first love and passion, was dancing. And what do you need? You need music to dance. So, yeah, man.
That's yeah. Awesome. So, I didn't know that about you. I was going to ask you, like, you know, what's your...
I'm going to show you something.
Okay. Oh shit!
I don't know if you can see that.
I see it.
That's one of the first albums right there. And here's another one right there, man. This is the East Town Posse.
Dope.
And this was the Slam Syndicate.
Dope. So you were a dancer for those groups?
Yeah, and we were open. We were the we were always the opening act. You know, you had to have an opening act.
Mm-hmm.
But our stage performance was tight, man. We used to rehearse like serious.
Mm-hmm.
And we would open up shows for like MC Hammer, Public Enemy, Special Ed, Salt and Pepper,
nice.
N.W.A.
Yep. So hip hop's been a part of your life for a long time.
Yeah, brother. Yeah.
That's dope. So what made you want to start acting? Because you started as a dancer, you might have a career in dancing, and then you switched to acting. So what happened?
Man, I never thought about being an actor, man, until I got fired from a plant called General Motors.
Okay.
I actually got hurt on the job, and they told me I couldn't come back. And this is after high school, after dancing and all that other stuff. And I started working at a place called Champ Sports, where I was the number one salesman in the district in Dayton, Ohio, my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, well, we want to train you as assistant manager, but you have to move to Columbus, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Go Buckeyes. And national champs.
Yes,
so I ended up moving to Columbus, became the number one salesman in the district there. And one day the general manager came and he's like, you're doing such a great job in the company. How far you want to take it in the company? I said, I would like to have a position like you one day. 2 weeks later, that dude fired me, man.
Wow.
And my manager told me, he said, whatever you said to him, to the general manager, that's why I have to let you go. And if you repeat it, I just deny it.
What?
3 weeks after that, I went and saw my very first play. And I was, 29 years old? I had never even seen a play before. And I fell in love with acting that day. There's a little 20 seat theater called Living the Dream Theater. And after the play was over, you know, I'm talking to the actors and actresses, and I was like, man, you guys did an awesome job. Now, again, I had never seen a play before.
Mm-hmm.
And they was like, you should come audition. I'm like, really? Because it was a play company that did different plays, that took plays to like different colleges and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they was like, you should audition. I'm like, really? What's an audition? I didn't even know what an audition was, man.
Mm-hmm.
They said it's like an interview. I went in audition. I got a part. And my first play was Langston Hughes, The Lifestyles of Langston Hughes. Mm-hmm. And from there, I started doing more plays. And then I ended up getting a lead role in the independent film called A Symbol of Love.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved in the big movie came called Traffic with Michael Douglas. And after I did Traffic, I told my parents I'm moving to LA. It's like, you don't even know anybody there. I said, I don't care, I'm moving. And then that's when I moved back to Dayton, okay? But Champs tried to give me my job back and I told them no. I found something I love to do.
Nice.
Went back to Dayton, started working at the airport to save my money. And when it was time for me to move here to LA, General Motors cut me a check for $10,000 telling me not to come back. to what we might think, what we might think is a negative might be a positive to push you into what you really and truly should be doing in life. And that's how I became an actor.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Like, what did he give you, the $10,000, like, to keep your mouth shut about what happened?
To pay off. Because I got hurt, man. I was still going to the chiropractor. I was still going to the doctor. Everything. And for General Motors, you actually have a union that's supposed to fight for you. Supposed to represent for you. And so it was pretty much, you know, take this $10,000 and go. But check this out. 3 years after I left, the whole plant closed down and everybody lost their job.
That's crazy. That's what we call karma.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though the people who worked there didn't do anything, but it was some racial stuff going on out there. Wow. And the one thing that General Motors taught me and this industry taught me, if you ain't on time, you can lose your job. And that's why I pride myself on being on time. And I would have got on here at 8:28, but the computer went freaking was acting up. And I'm the type of person, man, I'd rather for somebody to wait for me than them wait for me.
Of course.
I'd rather wait for them than them wait for me. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, for sure, man. Cause you know they need you probably more than you need them. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, hey man, we work together though. You know, when soon as you asked me to come on, what did I say? I said when.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not that Hollywood dude. You know, I'm not any of that, man. I'm just, you know, somebody asked me to do something. If I have time, I do it.
Yep, for sure. And I appreciate you, man, for taking the time to do this interview. You know, doing some international connection friends to the U.S., bro.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you've been working a lot, man. We've seen you in many TV shows, many movies for many years. And do you have like memorable moments, like the best times of your life on the stage or, you know, acting?
It's a lot, man. It's just, I guess for me, it's just meeting people and working with them. On the stage, I had a great time with Snoop. Mm-hmm. It was Snoop Dogg's very first play. And, you know, he's Snoop Dogg. But it was his first play. I'm Vincent and Ward. And I've been doing a lot of plays. So my thing was, if I saw something that he was doing wrong, I would say something to him. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's like, I don't want him to go out there looking crazy. Because I love Snoop, man. Snoop is probably one of the coolest dudes I ever worked with. Him and Danny Trejo.
Nice.
Danny Trejo, man. They're team players, but they're leaders in the same breath because of, you know, who they are. But they don't come off like, I'm Danny Trejo or I'm Snoop Dogg and this is how it's going to be. No, none of that. You know, even when I was Terry Crews' personal stand-in on Everybody Hates Chris and Norbit and a few other things, he was very humble, you know. So working with people like that, and Betty White from Hot in Cleveland, you know, I was kind of fanboyish with that, man, because I looked at her as being a legend. Mm-hmm. And working with Steve Martin on Bringing Down the House, you know, it's like, wow, you know, working with people that you watched growing up is something totally different. Or when you go to like these conventions and you meet celebrities, I'm not going to say other celebrities because I don't look at myself like that. And when you meet celebrities and they like your work also, you know, it's very humbling. You know, one of my sayings, so I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be.
Mm-hmm. I think it's something crazy in the entertainment business. It's not a lot of people can actually be humble and congratulate others because of their ego, you know. But the mark of the greats, you know, the true professionals and the one that's gonna the last, you know, for like timeless mm-hmm. many years, you know, I think those are the ones that stay humble because of their life. Like you talked about Snoop Dogg, you talk about Danny Trejo, Like those guys, man, they didn't have an easy life coming up, and
you
know, might be the reason why they are the men that they are now, you know?
I remember doing the movie Ocean's 11, and every day I played basketball with George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, Don Cheadle. These are A-listers, okay? Every day I played ball with them. And I remember one day George Clooney's shoe came untied. Man, you should have seen this dude run out on the basketball court to tie his shoe. You know what George Clooney told him? Mm-mm. Hey, man, I can tie my own shoe. You don't have to do that. You know what I mean? A-lister, letting them know you don't have to, you don't have to, you know, stoop down to tie my shoe. I'm not that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
But you have people who be in these, in some of these independent films, these Tubi films, these all these other films, and they ain't done nothing, but yet they had never humbled themselves like you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and humbling yourself means being on time, you know, having your lines together, being able to work with others without being a pain and being late and all that other stuff. And that's why some people will never get to that next level in their life or their career, because they don't know how to humble themselves or be professional.
Yep. Real talk, man. And talking about that, you know, you've been doing your thing for many years. And to you, what's the secret to longevity?
Not giving up.
Mm-hmm.
Not giving up, man. I remember, and this is a true story, voiceovers. You know, people are like, man, you should do voiceovers. You know, you got the voice for it. That's a lot of people have my voice. There's some women who have my voice.
Yep.
And I remember this one particular time, and I'm still with this agency, and this is probably like 8 years ago, and you have to drive to the studio to do the voiceover, to do the audition. And I had probably been on maybe 30 or 40 auditions, and you driving an hour. You get there, you got to sit there for an hour. And I remember this one particular day, it's like, I'm tired of this. You know, I've never booked a voiceover. And, you know, it kind of made my spirit go down every time I would go for an audition. So this one particular day, I'm sitting there in the waiting room waiting for an hour. And I started emailing my agent at that time, and I was going to tell them that I didn't want to do voiceovers anymore. But before I can push send, they called me in to do the audition. I turned my phone off. I never sent it. Turned my phone off. Came out, turned my phone on. I had a missed call. It was from my agent. I'm like, oh, hell. I'm like, wait a minute, but I didn't send it. I called them and they was like, Vince, we are so excited to tell you that you booked your first voiceover audition.
That's crazy.
And it was with, I don't know if you know who Donnie McClurkin is. Donnie McClurkin, he had his own radio show, and it was a gospel radio show. And it was called Gospel Gold. And I believe in God, you know, whoever, you know, people believe in whoever they want to believe in. But right there was a sign for me. It's like, it's not on our time. It's on his time. Mm-hmm. And I booked it, man.
That's great.
And from that day on, I said, I would never say I'm going to quit anything in this industry ever again.
That's crazy. See, if you sent that message, everything would probably change, but you did not. Just crazy.
No, mm-hmm. I didn't, man. And it caught me off guard when I had a message mm-hmm. from them.
Yeah.
So you had to think about this was in 30-minute time, bro. 30 minutes from me going in there doing the audition to me coming out and having a phone call.
Mm-hmm. You never know when your life can change, man. It can be in a blink, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. And for me, man, it's like I've been patient all these years, even though, you know, it looks like I've done a lot, and I have. But, you know, my goal is bigger than just being Oscar from The Walking Dead. You know, my goal is to win an Oscar. My goal is not, you know, the same way I talk about Danny Trejo or Snoop Dogg or Tammy Roman. You know, Tammy Roman is another beast. She don't play, but she's sweet and she's professional. In the same way I talk about these people, hopefully one day they'd say the same thing about me. You know, Vincent M. Ward came in there and he had his stuff together. He was professional. And for me, man, I never want to let anybody down. Hold on, man. My dog, she's going to keep scratching. She ain't lost her freaking ball. Oh, my word is my bond. And if somebody asks me to contact somebody or, you know, see if they can work and I do it, I never want to be looked at as somebody that was BSing. You know, it's like, don't embarrass me. Mm-hmm. I remember sending two actors to do a movie in Florida because these people wanted them. I had worked with these people before. They wanted these two guys. And man, these two guys went to Florida and acted a plain donkey. Plain jackasses on these people's on a set, man. And I couldn't believe it. Even though it wasn't my fault. But it's like, I connected you guys. Mm-hmm. And this what you do to me?
Yeah, man. That happened to me a lot of times too in the music industry, man. That's why nowadays, you know, you gotta keep your circle small.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second, bro, because she's gonna keep scratching. Hold on.
Oh yeah. I know what it is, man. You know, it does the same thing in my house.
Yeah, she dropped the ball behind my desk.
Yeah, man. I see you have some posters in the back. You may have some physical releases and all that. I was going to ask you about that. Are you a collector of movies and TV shows or just, you know, sometimes?
Well, you know, times have changed, man. You know, as far as like DVDs and VHSs, you know, everything is digital. I mean, right now, what you see back there is stuff that I've been on. My wife calls this my shrine. and sometimes I have to be reminded that, hey man, your time is coming. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
Sometimes you gotta be reminded that your hard work will eventually pay off. Just continue to be good to people. Mm-hmm. You know, when I say good to people, I ain't talking about kissing nobody's butt. Just be a ultimate professional. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, this industry, man, you can get down on yourself.
For sure.
You can get down on yourself and start questioning yourself and all this other stuff. I mean, look at the greats like Robin Williams. You'd be like, man, this dude got it all.
Yeah.
But he killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like, what? But it just goes to show that money and fame don't make you happy all the time. And sometimes that inner energy can outweigh the positive. That negative energy can outweigh the positive energy.
Of course, man. It's not all about money and fame, you know. We've known some guys, you know, that had $20 million mansion. And when it's a party going on, it's cool, everybody's happy. But when everybody's leaving, he's by himself.
Yeah, it's like a high, you know. When you try to get high or get drunk, mm-hmm. once you come down, that problem is still there.
Yep.
And I don't want none of those problems, man. I just try to be respectful. And, you know, I was even thinking about that this morning, man. I like to make people smile. When I'm in the stores, you know, I joke around with people, or especially older people. Or if I see somebody trying to reach on the top shelf and get something they can't, and I'm like, oh, I guess you wish you was my height, don't you? You know, just to make people smile. And then I get it, grab it down, because I'm 6'4", so, you know.
Yeah, it's because you're a well-educated man, bro. That's it.
Yeah, man, I just got respect for people, bro. That's
yep. Me too, man, yeah. Me too. I always try to stay positive all the time, man. I don't have time for the bullshit, you know.
Yeah, plus, man, my thing is I got 14 grandkids.
Nice.
So, I want to be able to leave something for them one day, you know, a legacy for them. You know, put my parents in a position where they don't have to worry and work, you know, at their age, you know. Make sure my wife is taken care of. Shout out to Tequoia.
Yes, sir.
And, yeah, man.
Yep. And talking about legacy, you know, maybe we have some upcoming actors or DJs, you know, entertainers listening to this interview right now. What could you say to them? Like, what type of advice could Vincent M. Ward give to the young ones?
Hey, the day you might decide to quit might be the day that God decided to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I know. from that voiceover story that I just gave. And just know that anything that comes quick or simple, it might be a catch behind it. And everybody ain't who they say they are. You know, a lot of these people are just out here just talking to be talking. And never compare your life or your career with somebody that you see on social media. Because you got to remember, people aren't going to post the bad or the negative stuff going on in their life. They just going to post the positive.
Yep.
But you never know what happens after that person leaves that set. And you know, they might be homeless. Or they might have five, and you know, you think these people just got it going on. And they may have five or six roommates. And I'm not saying anything is wrong with having a roommate. But never, ever just be like, you know, assume that somebody got it going on as much as you think they do. Mm-hmm. Because some of them don't.
Yep. It's the social medias, bro. It's smoke and mirrors, you know?
Yeah. So I think the internet is the best and the worst thing ever made.
Mm-hmm. It's like that when you have something that's changing the world like that. It's always a great positive side, of course, but the bad things come with it, too.
Mm-hmm. And All the time.
You cannot avoid that. You know, it just comes with it.
Yeah, I mean, you got bots that just ruin people's day, and you got these same people who going back and forth with these bots, and these ain't even real people that you arguing with, and you sitting here arguing with people that's not even real, you know. And it's just like if I post something and I know it's a bot saying something crazy and people is attacking the bot, I say don't waste your energy on them, even if it's not a bot. Maybe it's just a negative person. On that negativity, you keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we all have to do. Don't waste your breath being mad all the time. It's not worth it. It's very unhealthy.
Yep. And you know, it works with your brain, man. It fucks with your brain, because it's like when you watch the news too much. You watch too much news, it's negative over negative again and again. And that plays with your mind, bro. And
people, imagine what we're going through out here. Yeah.
Like,
I used to be a MSNBC CNN whore, right? I would watch it from the time it came on to the time, from the time I woke up to the time I went to bed. After old boy, quote unquote, won, I haven't watched in none of that because it makes me mad. Mm-hmm. And even when I turn the computer on or social media on and I see stuff about, you know, deporting people or, you know, cutting this or getting rid of Black history or Hispanic history, it makes me mad, man. So it's just like, you know, how can, you know, I know some people who, not to be get into political, I know some people who voted for him. And I give them the side eye and I'm like, if you can vote for somebody who wants to get rid of somebody's grandmother because they wasn't born here or whatever,
Yep.
then what does that say about how you think or how you feel, or you know, how you think America's supposed to be great again?
Yeah,
and when was it ever great? And if you say the 60s and the 70s or the 50s, people had slaves and all of that, and it was all about white people. So I can't fool with anybody like that. I don't care how cool you are. You stay cool over there because you don't have the same passion for humanity as I do.
Yep. And trust me, I've been doing interviews for a long time, and there's some rap dudes that actually voted for this guy. I won't say names, but they also
right.
in hip-hop that actually vote for this guy. You know, this
guy. All about that money, man. All
right, bro. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
And the whole. So you're French, right?
Yeah.
I had a very good friend that I used to work with. You might know who he is, because he made history with his clothing line. Christian Audigier, I can't even say his damn last name.
Christian Audigier.
Yeah, man. that was my boy. I used to own a security company, and when him and Tony started Von Dutch and Ed Hardy, I was there at the beginning stages.
Nice. So dope, man. That was legendary moments back then. That was like
bro.
15 and years ago,
Von Dutch
like that.
Trying to come back. You say what?
15 years ago, I think. Around
Yeah. I remember watching it from being from here to up here.
Mm-hmm.
I remember paparazzi used to come to that store on Melrose, man. And another true story. I remember this one guy. He used to just come in and, you know, taking pictures. And then management said, do not let these guys come in here and do that type of stuff. You know, don't want to run the celebrities off. I said, okay. I remember the guy gave me his number. And he said, look, you want to earn some money? I'm like, doing what? He said, just give me a call when a celebrity comes in. And we'll come and you won't even know we're there. I was like, and you won't be bothering nobody? He's like, no. I said, okay. Man, I cleaned up.
Nice.
I cleaned up. And I remember for some reason, somehow, it was Ben Affleck and J-Lo when they was first supposed to be getting married. And they wanted to hire my company. And I told the paparazzi dude, he was like, we're about to make millions. I'm like, how is we about to make millions? He said, we're going to give you some glasses to take pictures and all types of stuff. I was like, man, I don't know about that. But they ended up not getting married anyway. So that's when I was like, I need some money.
Yeah, paparazzi game in L.A. ain't no joke, man. It's crazy.
Nah, bro. They would even have vans sitting out like it was just parked. And they would have windows that they could just shoot right through and you can't even see them.
Yeah, like the police.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, they do the same shit in France too. They hide in vans like that, you know, with the tinted windows.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, man. And we're almost at the end of this interview, man. Like, so what's coming up for you in the rest of 2025 and the years after that?
Man, hey, first of all, just being who I am, Vincent M. Ward, brother. I was just on NCIS. I was just on Bosch Legacy. I did an episode of, I don't know if anybody saw that show called Beef.
Okay.
With my boy Steven Yang from The Walking Dead when he had beef with when they had the road rage. Mm-hmm. So they have a season 2 that's coming out.
Okay.
My movie Devereaux that I created, nice. Starring myself and Tony Todd, is still playing on Tubi and Amazon Prime. I have one of those Liberty commercials coming out. Liberty, Liberty. You're probably the first person that I've told that.
Okay.
To. So, you know, with Doug and the Emu, that's coming out soon. The Manor, you know, I'm trying to get my travel show out because I love being a travel show host, man. Mm-hmm. I give up acting to be a host on a travel show.
Nice.
And again, because, you know, my personality and stuff like that, man, I think I'm a mixture of Terry Crews and Michael Strahan, you know, big guys with big personalities. Yep. That people aren't scared of.
Yeah, just don't fuck with them and you'll be all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
brother.
That's good. You're staying busy, my man.
And I'll be in Cleveland this weekend for a celebrity bowling event in Cleveland.
Okay. And are you coming to Europe anytime soon?
I don't know, man. I don't know. If I do, I'll definitely let you know.
For sure. If you ever come to France, you know, for whatever, it can be in Paris, south of France, whatever. Give me a call. I'll be there, bro.
All right, brother. I appreciate you having me on the show, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks to you, man. Thanks for your time, and I wish you nothing but success for the rest. You know, rest of those years that's coming up. You know, I know you're staying busy. We'll be here to watch everything and show some love, of course, man.
All right. Let me know when I can, you know, start talking about the show and we post it and
for sure.
Send it out.
I'll tag you. It'll be out by the end of the month.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Peace, bro.
Take care. You too.